Final Girl Buying Guide 2026, Core Box, Starter Set, Feature Films, and the Boxes Worth Owning. Read by Margot. The cheapest complete Final Girl purchase is the Starter Set. It combines the reusable Core Box with Happy Trails Horror. The Core Box alone is not playable. After learning Camp Happy Trails, buy one feature film whose killer and location excite you. Panic at Station 2891 is a sharper, more complicated puzzle, while Frightmare on Maple Lane is a strong, thematic second film. The product line looks simpler from 10 feet away. Up close, there are standalone boxes, required cores, expansions that solve different player count problems, and products that are excellent but wrong for a first purchase. This cornerstone guide was rebuilt from publisher rules and product pages, exact Amazon identity checks, BGG discussion, and current Reddit/forum questions. Community experience is paraphrased into original advice. Generated curator scenes are editorial atmosphere, never product proof. The short answer: which Final Girl complete buying guide should you buy? The cheapest complete Final Girl purchase is the Starter Set. It combines the reusable Core Box with Happy Trails Horror. The Core Box alone is not playable. After learning Camp Happy Trails, buy one feature film whose killer and location excite you. Panic at Station 2891 is a sharper, more complicated puzzle, while Frightmare on Maple Lane is a strong, thematic second film. The verified purchase path in this guide is Final Girl Core Box on Amazon, Final Girl Starter Set on Amazon, Happy Trails Horror on Amazon, Panic at Station 2891 on Amazon, Frightmare on Maple Lane on Amazon. Every retail button resolves to one exact Amazon product page. Official publisher and community links remain research sources rather than unmonetized store detours. The decision is not which box contains the most cardboard. It is which box gives your actual player count, session length, teaching appetite, and appetite for repeat play the right first 10 sessions. How does Final Girl Complete Buying Guide actually play? Final Girl is a solo survival horror system. Move, rescue, search, attack, and manipulate horror, while a killer deck and terror deck keep changing the scene. Every feature film contributes a killer, a location, and two final girls. The system is modular, so a killer can stalk a different location once the basics are stable. The drama comes from risk management. Dice can wound a plan, but hand building, time conversion, victim routes, and when you accept a partial success matter more than a single bad roll. What makes the system fun is not a component count. It is the repeatable decision loop. The moment when a beginner stops moving pieces because the rules permit it and starts making a plan the rest of the table can read. First session rule: play the recommended base setup before adding a module. A clean loss teaches more than a complicated win. What do players compare it to, and where does the comparison break? Final Girl is closer to a compact horror movie generator than a campaign crawler. Compared with Hostage Negotiator, it is more spatial and cinematic. Compared with Arkham Horror, LCG, it is easier to reset, less deck construction driven, and intentionally more volatile. Across BGG and current forum discussions, the most useful comparisons describe table behavior rather than declaring one title universally better. Complexity, downtime, hidden information, player interaction, and the host's teaching burden are the variables that survive beyond launch week excitement. Use the matrix below to choose a job for the game. Theme can recruit a first play. The job determines whether the box earns a shelf. What should you buy first, second, and not yet? One starter set, core system plus Happy Trails Horror. The complete, clean first purchase. Two, repeat the same film. A second play teaches more than a second box. 3. Choose one new fear, Maple Lane for theme, Station 2891 for a naughtier puzzle. 4. Mix carefully, swap one killer or one location after each film works in its native pairing. Stop Ultimate later, storage is not content, and completion is not the same as replay. The stopping rule matters. Every feature film includes a killer, location, and two final girls. Films mix and match. Ultimate boxes are storage/collection commitments, not beginner value shortcuts. Amazon availability is not treated as a verdict. A product can be easy to buy and still be the wrong next box. It can also be worth waiting for when the only current listing has an ambiguous edition, seller, language, or product identity. Beginner, regular, advanced, and expert strategy beginner, buy the hand you need. Action cards return through the time economy. Plan the next turn before spending the last useful icon. Regular, rescue with geometry. Victims are objectives, panic risks, and tempo. Route them rather than reacting one at a time. Advanced, control horror before heroics. Better dice odds often outperform one desperate attack. Build a turn that can absorb a partial result. Expert, read the finale clock. Know whether the killer, victim pool, or location event is the real loss condition this turn. Do the debrief. After the game, name one decision that worked and one rule or timing window that stayed muddy. That 5-minute conversation is more valuable than buying an expansion to create novelty. The strategy advice here combines the official rules structure with repeated owner questions. It is written in Puzzlewick's voice. No forum post is being passed off as our first-hand test or copied as anonymous authority. What is the real table? Hosting and solo commitment. Hosting, for a solo night, set a small side tray for action cards and a second for victim/killer tokens. Read the film's special rules before shuffling terror. Keep the core box open beside the feature film box so cleanup preserves the modular split. Low light is atmospheric, unreadable iconography is not. Solo. This is one of the rare product lines where solo only is the point, not a compromise. The friction is emotional variance. Players who hate dice swings may admire the design and still dislike the experience. A second run with the same film is the Ferris test. Before purchase, budget the invisible parts. Set up surface, sorting, teaching, save state needs, cleanup, and whether one person must own the rules. These costs decide replay more reliably than the excitement of an unboxing. What do lower star reviews and long-term owners warn about? The durable warnings are fit warnings. The core box is required, but contains no playable killer/location pair by itself. Every feature film includes a killer, location, and two final girls. Films mix and match. Ultimate boxes are storage/collection commitments, not beginner value shortcuts. Amazon review patterns were used only as a secondary check for recurring packaging, component, complexity, and expectation issues. Star ratings and individual quotations are intentionally not frozen here because listings merge, editions change, and ratings move. A credible warning changes the buy decision. A complaint that merely describes the intended genre belongs in the "who should skip it" box instead. Common misconceptions. Corrected before checkout, the core box does not contain a playable feature film. A feature film box is not standalone without the core box. The miniature boxes are cosmetic and do not replace the required film content. The record date is July 27, 2026. Product identities and availability can change. The direct Amazon links are rechecked by Puzzlewick's publishing audit. Rules and compatibility claims retain dated publisher sources, so a future refresh can identify what changed. The Puzzlewick shelf plan for Final Girl, complete buying guide by the starter set first. Stop after Happy Trails until the action card economy, focus checks, horror track, and victim management feel intentional rather than random. Add Frightmare on Maple Lane for a story-rich second film, or Panic at Station 2891 when you actively want more deduction and rules texture. Skip an ultimate box until you know you enjoy collecting the whole season. Buy the first verified box that solves your present table. Play it enough to explain why the second box would improve a repeated experience. If that sentence is still vague, the right move is to wait. Current verified Amazon options. Final Girl Core Box on Amazon. Final Girl Starter Set on Amazon. Happy Trails Horror on Amazon. Panic at Station 2891 on Amazon. Frightmare on Maple Lane on Amazon. Final verdict. Buy the starter set first. Stop after Happy Trails until the Action Card Economy, Focus Checks, Horror Track, and Victim Management feel intentional rather than random. Add Frightmare on Maple Lane for a story-rich second film, or Panic at Station 2891 when you actively want more deduction and rules texture. Skip an ultimate box until you know you enjoy collecting the whole season. Frequently asked questions. What do I need to start Final Girl? Buy either the core box plus one feature film or the starter set, which combines the core box with Happy Trails Horror. Is the Final Girl core box playable alone? No. It contains reusable system components, but needs a feature film for a killer, location, and Final Girls. What is the best first Final Girl film? Happy Trails Horror is the cleanest first teach and is included in the starter set. Which Final Girl film should I buy second? Frightmare on Maple Lane is a strong theme-first choice. Panic at Station 2891 is better when you want more deduction and complexity. Can Final Girl films be mixed? Yes. Killers and locations are modular, though learning each film in its native pairing first makes special rules easier to understand. Are ultimate boxes required? No. They organize a season and may include extras. But the core box and individual feature films are sufficient to play.